Hey, this is Joe.
Oh, hey, it's Tina again from Local Splash. I think the call dropped. How are you?
I think so. Grant, yes, ma'am. I think so.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm happy that I caught you again. So were you calling to update your billing?
Honestly, I just called to cancel it. I know Nikki was letting me know. She didn't think that we were getting any, that's my office lady, any traction or anything from it.
Okay.
We also have somebody doing our Google stuff. So I don't even see us on Google right now, which is what the main thing, which is the main thing that we were focusing on when I first initially got the call. And we just hadn't seen anything about it. So I don't think we're going to continue on with it.
I see. Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, we cannot cancel an account with a past due balance. Plus, there's an early termination fee that applies to accounts that are canceled within the first 90 days. So the good news is this would have been your third payment. So after this month, if you do continue, you can cancel without an early termination fee, right? But in the terms that the terms and conditions, it does state that you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 6th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So, there's the $299 past due balance. But the good news is that you're catching it in time because, again, it would have reoccurred another charge on April 6th. So I do see that there's some leads coming through the dashboard, though. It says that there's 7 leads on the dashboard coming in through the call tracking number and the text message. And then let me look at one other section here, Google Insights. So this is showing me also that in the short time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 299 times, and you've had 34 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I think probably you've gotten more work out of this than you know. And by the way, that's very, very good for the first couple of months because first page placement on Google industry standard takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we're a little bit ahead of the curve. We do it in only 45 to 60 days, which is why you're kind of at that 60-day mark and you already have some results on your dashboard. But, the good news is...
I just don't see that.
Mm-hmm. Have you been on your dashboard or have you downloaded the Local Splash app or anything like that?
Indeed, definitely. So, on here, the people that are calling me, let's see, this one guy right here, I don't know where he saw that he was getting money sent for a roof, but he called me asking for money for a roof. Not a valid lead. This Greg Thomas, whoever that is, I called. He don't even answer the phone. And I don't even know who this other number is.
Well, again, you have to consider that your account is so fresh. You know what I mean? Because, again, it's always the third month that you see the program pop. That's when it does come to full fruition. So the fact that, you're getting some hits this early, that's a good sign. That means that in the third month, that's where it's going to really explode. I'm actually listening to the call from January 16th with Marilyn Rogers, and it sounds like you actually scheduled her. Yeah, you scheduled her to go out and get a new roof estimate. So that's good. I mean, considering
it. I need to figure out who that was and where that
was. Let me see, because I can listen. Hold on. I don't think it'll come through, but let me see what she says. She gives her address. Let's see. Give me a second. Two-nine-zero Bateau Circle in Brunswick, she says. Does that ring a bell?
Back who?
Her name is Marilyn Rogers, it says.
I see that, but I don't know anything about.
Well, it's a 3-minute, 57-second call, and you're scheduling with her to go out and give the estimate.
I need to listen to that.
Yeah.
I see it lets me listen to that.
Yep, so you can listen.
I need to figure out what happened there, because I literally, and that was January.
You said, is this your cell phone number? I'm going to shoot you a text, and then I just clicked out because, you know, I don't want to listen to the whole 3-minute, 57 call while we're.
I just want to make sure I even followed up with this person and got a hold of this person, because see, even
no
book,
kidding,
I have nothing here.
Oh,
I don't have anything here
for
her, so I definitely didn't call her back.
Oh, well, at least you still have her cell phone number, so that's good. It's stored in there.
I'll have to give her a shout. Yep. Definitely.
Yeah. So, but that's what I'm saying is here, you know, when the account's so fresh, there's already at least one potential customer, right? And just imagine during this next month when it does come to full fruition, it's going to definitely pay off for you. And one thing I can do to help you out a little bit on the back end is since this is past due from March 6th, if you were to get the payment up to speed, I don't want you to have another payment on April 6th because that's two payments too close together. So I could collect that one past payment and then push your billing out to the 17th. Since today's the 17th, that way you're paid in full for a whole nother month. And we would eliminate that, you know, April 6th payment. It would be pushed out to April 17th.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay. Yeah, and then monitor it. If you have the app or, you know, you do have the dashboard, which is good. If you don't see solid results within this next month, no problem. You just call us before April 17th and we cancel it out and you won't have any further charges. But that way you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you've already had committed to pay. You know what I mean? In the terms.
No problem.
Yep. So, question, is it still the 398 Freedom Trail address for the billing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then is it a new card number, or do you want to use this one and just maybe transfer money in it? It ends in 9124?
9124. The card ends in that?
Yep, it's a Visa. It ends in 9124.
Hold on. 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
What card that even is? That's not the right card.
Okay, all right. So then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
5293.
Okay.
9300.
Got it.
3081.
Okay.
6931.
6931. Okay, expiration?
1029.
And the code?
114.
114.
Leave him alone.
Is that your dog, Comet?
Yes.
Or your child? I was that would be a unique name for a child.
Nah, he's a golden retriever. He's safe and bang on cat.
Those are the best dogs. I love golden retrievers. They're so cute. And that's a good name, too, Comet. I love it. I live in a neighborhood where there's two different neighbors, but they both have white goldens. So they go out every day to the park and they let them play it. And it's so cute.
Exactly.
They're so friendly and they're well trained too, because they don't even use like leashes for them, but the dogs don't run off. They stay right by their side. And then when they tell them they can play, they do, you know, so it's so cute.
Yeah.
That's so neat. How old is yours?
One's 2.5. The other one's 4.5.
Oh, you have two of them. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
What's definitely the other one's name?
Oakley.
Oakley, I love that. We have, at our dog park in our neighborhood, we have two, what are they called, Australian Shepherds, And one of them is Enzo, and the other one's Oakley. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're cuties too. Yeah. So, but I got the green light on the payment, so you're all good to go there. And then you don't need any further assistance pulling up that call or anything. You're going to go back and listen to it on your own, right?
Indeed.
You already found
it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
I see that it let me do that. I'm glad you said that, because I'm like, dang, how's she doing that? I need to find out how to do that, because
it makes it pretty cool, because you could even go back and listen for quality assurance. And I had a client not too long ago, and he also was a roofer, and it was the funniest thing, because he said someone called him while he was on the roof, and he had tar and all kinds of things going on, and they scheduled an estimate. But after the fact, he thought, oh, shoot, what was their address again? And, you know, he was so sidetracked, he didn't remember. And he didn't want to call him back and sound unprofessional. So he just went to his dashboard, and he listened to the call, and he got the address that way.
It worked.
Yeah, so it definitely works. Yeah. So, but, oh, you're all good to go. I pushed that billing out to you, and everything looks good on this end. So if there's a little orange banner up on the site, that would be removed. Actually, you don't have a site through us, so you're all good to go. So thank you for updating that, Jerquez, and have a really great rest of your week, too, and happy St. Patty's Day.
Indeed. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.